Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan updates us on the referendum projects, including the revamped swimming pool.
Yeah, we're real excited about that pool. I really hope people can get in there again. It looks new. You know, you have to remember it's not any wider, longer, or deeper. Just the lighting in there, the acoustics. That's probably something if you're a veteran, user of our pool, whether you're a spectator or you've swam in there, gone to watch your kid in swim lessons, you will notice immediately the difference in the acoustics. You can stand next to somebody and have a conversation and hear them just fine, and they can hear you. The lighting, it's just bright with the new colors in there with the paint and the window that was donated by WeatherShield brightens up the whole area. The locker rooms, again, all new, new floor, painted in there, fresh. The showers, everything, it's got that new car feeling, and we just couldn't be more excited about it.
And then, of course, the bleacher project, new bleachers are up?
Yeah, new bleachers are up. You know, they seat 1,500, not as high, so when you stand on the top row, it isn't as high as the old bleachers, but... You know, the colors are better. The old ones had no color. They were just the silver. So it's nice to see some red up there. There's more room between, if you sit and have one of those, and a lot of people do those stadium chairs. If you ever got behind somebody that was sitting in a stadium chair on the old bleachers, there was not a lot of room for you. We made them wider there, so because of that. The press box is not going to be used this year. We're just not, that's in our budget, going to be in our budget to get that up and going.
How about the new traffic flow around the Medford Middle School?
We all hope that we can train our parents from day one how this is going to work. And you know how things are. You know, change is always a little difficult. So let's talk about it. All of the buses are going to come in off of Highway 64. They're going to come in and drop off back by the cafeteria. So if you know the middle school at all, you know that there are doors back there by the cafeteria. So our students on buses will get dropped off of 64. They'll come in. Then what they'll do, they'll head out to 7th Street, and the buses will either turn left or right on 7th Street. So if they turn left, they head for Highway 64. If they turn right, they're heading towards Clark Street. Kind of depends. If their next stop is Holy Rosary or their next stop is Stetsonville, it all depends. So that's our bus route. We do not want parents to come off of 64 and come into that back area by the cafeteria. That is not where the parent pickup or drop-off is. The parents should get to Clark Street and get on 7th Street, okay? So let's say you're coming from Highway 13 there by County Market, by the Quick Trip. You take Clark Street and you come up to 7th Street. If you take a right there, you'll then just go a short distance on 7th Street, and you take a left that brings you right in to the front of the middle school, okay? That's where the buses used to be. And that's where we want our parents. That's the best spot for you to drop your and pick up your students. Park, pull right up to the doors, or if there's cars ahead of you, you pull up to the car ahead of you and stop. Your son or daughter can get out on the right side of the vehicle, which means they're right there on the sidewalk, and it's a nice safe walk, to the front doors. Now, you could park on Clark Street just past the driveway that brings people out of the middle school parking lot, and you could drop your son or daughter off in that spot. We want to stress that they want to get out on the right side again, so they're getting out onto the sidewalk. But know that the doors on Clark Street to the gymnasium will not be open in the morning. But they'll have to walk the sidewalk up to the front doors of the middle school and go in the front doors right by the main office. So if all the parents, follow those, this protocol, we know that we're going to put our kids in a lot safer spot. This avoids people parking on Clark Street, let's say facing east. If they, and this used to happen, they'd park on Clark Street facing east or facing, Quick Trip County Market. And their children would get out and then run across traffic. We don't want that. We do not want that at all. Please do not, stop on Clark Street facing east and let your son or daughter go that way. Just change your route to where you're heading west on Clark Street, or you are pulling right up to the front of the middle school. Now, during the school day, if you come to the school to pick up your child for an appointment, whatever reason, you would want to park in the front of the middle school parking lot, because that, again, that bus pickup and drop off, that is just for buses. And during the school day, those doors are going to be locked. We will utilize that parking in the new pickup and drop off area, or the new parking lot area. We will utilize that for our evening events. So when you come for a concert, when you come for a volleyball or basketball game, you know, which are, you know, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever that is, you can park back there, and then you can come in right into the cafeteria. Those doors will be open after the school day, but not once the school day starts.
Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan.